Well, you know, we're just getting started. Fifth day of practice with only two thus far in pads, but I'm very pleased. I think we picked up right where we left off in the spring. We felt we had a very, very productive spring. And the fact that even our new players have had the OTAs and the offseason under their belt now, I think they're much more comfortable with what we're doing. So I think we're on track. You know, every day is a new day. You know, you're still installing things. We'll be doing that for another, you know, period ahead of us. So it's still, there'll be some error in practice as we're correcting things and as we're installing things. But overall, as a group, I love the way they're working. We got a great work ethic with this group, and the chemistry of the group is outstanding. Defensively, we're always looking for different things that might help us improve, both in how we do things and what we're actually doing schematically. But thus far, we've really been focusing more on what our core things are, things that we've been doing, the foundation that we've put forth here over the last couple of seasons. So, and really, when it comes to the bottom line, at the end of the day, it's us executing our defense and not so much what the offense is doing. So, you know, we believe in our scheme. We believe in trying to utilize our players' strengths within the scheme, and I think we'll continue to do that. There are going to be some things that we'll take a look at here during camp, maybe some during preseason, maybe some you won't have a chance to see till we're lining up against an opponent. But certainly, the core of what we do is in place. Well, that's a good question. We, you know, I think we've got competition at every spot basically right now. This is the deepest group I think we've had in all the positions. You know, guys that as you go down the list, guys that are proven that they are capable of competing in the NFL, whether it be in the secondary. I think our young corners are really starting to come along. We've got some competition at the safety position there. In the defensive line, we've got some real quality depth in the younger players that we're working with right now. And then in the linebacker, we've got some young athletic linebackers. So really, without just singling out one or two guys, I think we have more depth, thus we're going to have more competition. And the big thing that we want to be able to do is evaluate these younger players early in the preseason, get them in the games, not at the end of the games in cleanup time, but in games where they've got to be able to go against the better players on the opponents, so that we can really get a feel, are they ready to help us. We've got two veterans, and I think Jimmy Wilson's having an outstanding camp, both at safety and at the nickel spot. Walt, we've experimented some with Walt Akins playing both at safety and at corner, and he is in five practices, giving us a lot to be optimistic about in that area. So, and guys like Michael Thomas are showing up every day, Jordan Kovacs, Donnie Jones. There's numbers of guys, and that's what I mean by, you know, they're going to have to prove it on special teams. They're going to have to try to find a niche in a sub-package here or there. But yet, I think we have more guys that we feel are going to be able to help us. I just don't know how many we're going to be able to keep at the end of the day. Well, that again, a very good question. We right now, we're basically distributing the reps fairly evenly. Even our third group guys are getting a number of reps, not just because we, as you guys watch, you know, we have the two group stations going, which I think is outstanding the way Coach Philbin has designed the practice, because I don't know if there's another team in the league that gets as many reps for the younger players to get a chance to really see in training camp, are they going to have a chance to contribute and to get them ready to play in the preseason games. Also, with that being said, up through the first five practices, you know, we've been rolling ones, twos, threes almost at an even number in all the drills. And that purposely, one, to not overtax anybody here as we're just beginning from a health standpoint and a conditioning standpoint, but also to see, are there guys in those young groups that are really starting to flash? And I think we're starting to see some of that. No. He's been great. You know, Deion has been nothing but come to work every day. You know, he's a lunch bell kind of guy as it is. There's no prima donna in Deion Jordan. From the time he came here a year ago, he was out here jumping on the scout team before he was even asked to do it. He works. That whole group, I think Casey and Charlie do a phenomenal job. Those guys are, you know, they just get to practice and roll their sleeves up and go. And Deion's been great in that respect. You know, he's anxious to continue to develop. He knows he's got a lot of work. He's been getting a lot of work here. We'll continue. Try to get him a lot of play in the preseason games, knowing that we're going to miss him for a bit. But we envision his role going to be extensive when he comes back, and we know he's going to be a great player for us. Yeah, sure. Well, you know, the one thing we talk about as a defense is that we have one job to do, and that's to keep people from scoring points and to get the ball back for the offense. One thing we've done a decent job, as you guys know, I've said it before, we have kept people off the board to a fairly, you know, successful degree, but we haven't created enough opportunities by making game-changing plays. You heard Joe talk about it, and something we got to continue to get better at. But defensively, we like the challenge. We like the challenge of having a veteran group of guys that feel that they can be among the league's top defenses, and if we execute, we feel we can do that. We've got a lot of work to go through to get to that point, but certainly I think our offensive players and offensive staff are doing a great job. They're giving us a lot of problems. They create issues with a lot of changes of strength and a lot of movement, a lot of pre-snap. You can ask my friend over here to my left. He certainly is not been as effective as we'd like him to be as a result of the offense. But yet, they're doing a great job. Please, you know, there's a reason I have that on. Okay. Next question, please. being more consistent in the run game and the turnover issues. Those things, I think, if we can do that, we can we'll put ourselves in position to be very, very difficult to move the ball against. We've got guys that can make plays. We've got very good speed on defense. We've got a lot of good athletes. We've got a group of guys that are hungry, and I really like the chemistry of these guys, the way they approach the meetings, the way they come out here on the practice field each and every day, not just through camp but through the OTAs. And I think if we keep building it, we have a chance to do something special. Excuse me? Well, you know, again, Jared's been a very effective player for us, and the great thing about Jared is he's got versatility. Jared can play inside, he can play defensive end, he's got a very good toolbox in terms of rushing the passer. He's a big athlete. If you don't realize, you know, Jared's over 300 pounds, and he's very agile. He can play physical at the point of attack. Just consistent, every snap getting the same thing. You know, all the players got to have great discipline in what they're doing, and I think we preach that, we coach that, and I think Jared, as he's matured, has gotten better and better. But we expect big things from him, and the fact that he does have that versatility makes him a very, very important part of our defense. Been extremely pleased with how Koa has progressed, taking on the challenge of becoming the Mike backer in the defense throughout the spring. He, when I say, there's very few guys I've ever been around that have worked as hard as he has to get ready. In the building early, Coach Duff has done a phenomenal job tutoring him, working with him on an individual basis, getting him ready. Koa has a real tremendous competitive nature about him, and he wants to succeed. He'll do anything he can to help the team. He's totally unselfish in that regard. And his, there's always been the question of how vocal he can be. Well, I think if you listen and you watch our entire group right now, we have better communication than we've had ever since we've been here together, and he's a big part of that. So I think we're on target with that, and we're pleased with where COA is through five practices.